Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of No Boundaries. It's your girl Aisha checking in. Welcome, welcome. So today, guys, we're going to talk from a perspective of the imitation of life. Many of you may or may not be familiar with the movie. The movie is basically about people living a lie, basically. You have the one young lady who wishes her mom was there, but, you know, all people probably see on the outside is the provision and the glitz and the glamour from the status that her mom had as a performer or whatever she was. And then you see the black nanny that was there, who had a child from an interracial relationship, and that child would rather live the lie of being a white woman, because she was a fair-skinned, light-skinned black woman, and she lived that, she did her best to live that lie because she didn't want to deal with the struggles that came with being in the skin that she was born in. So it was, as I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking about it from a perspective of living a lie, and it's like, it makes you wonder, like, how many people are actually out here living a lie? And we look at this life that we see on social media, or we see on the cover of a magazine, or we see on the news or in movies, and we think that they're living the life, and they're actually like toe up from the floor up on the inside. And you are literally striving to be that individual, and you have no idea that they're holding on by a thread, that they don't have money in their accounts every month. It's like the ends, you know how when people say, I'm trying to make ends meet? It's like the ends high-five each other and then they separate again. So it's like, okay, that same person that looks the part, that she looks or he looks so glorious and fabulous and stunning, and whenever they step out the house, their house is a mess. It's nasty. It's disgusting. Or they look good, but they ain't paid their rent. They look good, but, you know, their lights or their gas and water about to get cut off. Or they ain't got no food in the refrigerator. They look the part, but their children are falling apart at home because mommy or daddy have this facade going that they have an image to uphold. They have people to impress. They need to keep up with the Joneses. So they're suffering. And it's like, what do you strive to be? It's like, if you've been rolling with me, then you will understand when I say, be your authentic self. Be you. It took me a long time to get to the point to where I could be me, that I understood me, that I was able to accept who I was as an individual, physically, mentally, spiritually, all of that. And it's like, okay, now I embrace myself, and I tell people, you know, just be your authentic self. Do your best. Only person you can control how they move and operate is you. You can't control other people, but do your best. And that comes by being honest. And it's like, where you are in life, be open and honest about that. And it's like, I would rather have someone know me for me, the authentic me, than who I pretend to be. And then it's like, I gotta take off. It's like when you when guys see a woman and she has the long flowing hair, she got the lashes, she got her feet done, her hands done, her outfit is banging and popping, and you are attracted to that or whatever. And then when you see her out in public and she got on sweatpants and a hoodie and her hair pulled back in a ponytail, you're like, dang, who's that? Oh my gosh, it's still her. But people live that life like they got to dress up every day and pretend. I can't live that life. I have to be my authentic self. So me, my authentic self, I'm not a true morning person. So I'm slow. I get up and I have to get up hours before other people because guess what? I move like a turtle. Oops, that's just who I am. Guess what? I don't care to be out and about partying and doing all those things. I'm not going to pretend and come and show up like, hey, I'm the life of the party. That's not me. That's not who I am. I like the background. I like just chilling and living my best life in quiet. I pop out when I want to be seen. You know what I'm saying? But and some people don't agree with that. But it's like I only know how to be me. And it's like, just like when I say things, people be like, oh, your mouth, blah, blah, blah. I don't come to offend. I don't come to hurt. I can only speak the truth. And if I can't speak the truth, my face speaks the truth. If I have to be silent, so I might as well say it, but I'm still being me. So, and it's like, in being your authentic self, it's like, you're able to be you, but you don't have to be rude and disrespectful to other people is what I'm saying, basically. But it's like, I don't want to imitate life. I want to make my life. I want to live my life on my terms and in the way that God deemed fit for me to live. And that's what I call the blessed life and the best life. And it's like, I don't want to fake the funk and be something that I'm not. I don't want to lie. I've never been a great liar anyway. I tried it when I was younger and would always get slapped in the mouth because I was just so horrible at it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I just want to be, it's like you have no worries when you're being honest and truthful. You're free. You're free in every sense of the word. You're not chained to the lie you told Johnny last week. You're not chained to the lie you told Jason the other day. You're not chained to the lie you told Sarah and you told Keisha. You ain't chained to it. Because you're free. You being honest. You being true. You being you. So it's like, I want to encourage people not only to be your authentic self. That goes without being said, right? In order to live your best life, it requires truth. Truth don't always feel good. It don't always look good. But it's better than a lie. So it's like, what you see in public, what you hear in audio, that's me. And I wouldn't have it no other way. So I want to encourage you. Continue to be your best authentic self. Do not participate in the imitation of life, but do your best to live the best life. And walking in honesty, walking in peace, and just walking in love and forgiveness. So that's my tidbit for today, guys. And I hope this encourages someone. God bless and be safe.